Please welcome Kirk Henning.
I'll give you a one-minute version of my eight-minute story. So I was a broiler cook at a restaurant in Morro Bay, and you have those nights when you just don't expect that there's going to be a crowd. You don't have a rush. You're slammed. And the tickets just kept on coming in. As a broiler cook, you're the dispatcher. You're yelling out to the saute cook, put on fire three trout. The pantry cook, three mushroom appetizers, blah, 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 yelling. The people just kept on, our tickets, we have 25 tickets stacked up. We're telling the hostess, we're telling the manager, it's going to be an hour before people get their dinner. People are going to be walking out, and they just keep on coming in. The dining room is upstairs, and so there's a dumbwaiter that's like a small elevator for food, that takes the food from the bottom up to the top. Dumbwaiter, which, you know, when you're on the line in the kitchen, it's kind of an oxymoron. I mean, is there a smart waiter? We don't know. And so we're just throwing the plates in the dumbwaiter, and we're getting near the end. You know, as we're usually done by 9:30. Tonight, we're still getting orders at 11 o'clock, and we're nearing the end of our slam, and I'm just shoving plates full of food, stack upon stack inside the dumbwaiter. We're almost there. We almost got it. And I close the door and press a button, and the dumbwaiter starts struggling up to the top again. And then we all hear a sound we'd never heard before. And I can't really describe the sound, but if my head was inside the elevator shaft looking up, I would see the two shelves of the dumbwaiter collapsed. And then I would see plates in slow motion just gently rotating over and over, and then followed by this beautiful dance of food coming down, just a ballet of lettuce leaves and cute little button mushrooms and fish that's all of a sudden aerodynamic, all in slow motion. Then if I looked down at the shaft, I'd see all this food and all these broken plates splayed out like sacrificial bodies or something. And then I didn't have eyes inside the shaft. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even look if I wanted to, because the dumbwaiter door was shut and was not going to open for the rest of the night. I looked at all my fellow cooks on the line and saw that they all had expressions that said, no! And that's the end of that story. So,